Tonight in Arkansas, there's a mother tucking in her daughter and turning off the light. A business owner is burning the midnight oil. An at-home dinner date is plating up possibility. And it's all happening under one roof. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one John from Integrity Solutions had with First Horizon Bank about his vision for a sustainable mixed-use building. Now it's not just words, it's life. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/John. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Braves tonight in Philadelphia. This guy's going to be helping call the game for Fox.
When you hear music, you do know why clubhouses. There could be actual fights when sure. I hate that, I don't like that, get that off,
maybe,
blah, blah, blah.
Maybe this guy was in the middle of a few. I don't know. A.J. Pierzynski joining us right now on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. A.J., what's going on?
Well, I'm in Philadelphia and it's raining and that's about it. It's a little chilly too. Being from Florida, you know, it's like 70 degrees. I'm like freezing.
It is amazing.
Hold on. What's the forecast for later? I do the pregame show. Are we going to have a rain delay to show tonight?
Listen, I don't think anybody on earth wants a rain delay less than you do, except for me.
It's so funny, though. Yeah, I mean,
it's supposed to clear up. It is supposed to clear
okay.
up.
Okay. Being from the north, as we are here in the studio, your blood, we've been down here almost 30 years, the both of us, your blood does get thin after a while. You get in that cold weather. For us, that's freezing cold weather now.
Oh, tell me about it. I mean, I left Orlando this morning. It was like 90 degrees at 7 a.m. when my flight left. And now I stepped off the plane. I was like, dang, I need a winter parka. It's nice to get a little break from the heat. I wish the rain's going to go away. We should have a good game tonight. But it is nice to get a little bit of a chill.
All right, we'll talk about what's happening for the next couple of weeks and what it might mean to people. But we were just talking about music. And I don't know how many clubhouses you were in where music might have become problematic. That's what I always was told. One of the reasons that music sometimes is, and thank God for headsets and Bose and Beats and everything now, but you were around long enough where there was like a boombox. Was there ever any problems that you recall?
Not a ton. There was a problem when I was a rookie and we had to carry some of the veteran guys. They had like this Bose stereo that was like 430 pounds, and they'd make you carry it to the bus for them every time. That was the only problem I really ever had with music, because the starting pitcher usually got to pick the music, and you're not going to go up and argue with the starting pitcher with whatever he chooses. So I saw some things where the managers told guys to get some headsets and stuff like that, but most of the time the starting pitcher picks it. It's their day. You let them have whatever they want, whether it's country or hip-hop or R&B or, Latino music, whatever it was, whoever the starting pitcher, whatever they picked, you just went with it.
A.J. Pierzynski with us calling the game between the Braves and the Phillies on Fox tonight. He's with us on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. So it seems to be inevitable. This thing's going to come down to the wire between the Braves and the Mets.
Yeah. It definitely – I mean, listen, it's two really good teams that are playing. They're both solid rosters. They both kind of don't have any holes, I think. I think the Mets maybe, Scherzer, DeGrom – can they stay healthy? How much can they run their closer out there, with the trumpets going? And then for the Braves, Freed, Morton, and those guys, can they get Strider back? And then how good is Kenley Jansen going to be down the stretch? But the lineups are both good. The pitching staffs are both good. They're both managed by great managers. They both have great coaching staff. I mean, it is fun. That's what baseball's supposed to be. I mean, it's one game with, 14 to go, 13 to go. And, I wish they played each other like 12 times because we could have some real battles. But unfortunately, that's not the case. And, they have the one weekend, I think, at the end of the year where they play each other. But, man, it's going to be fun to watch because it does matter who wins the division.
Put your manager hat on. Would you play two games left, down two games? Would you pitch your best, or do you play that cautionary tale of, I don't know if I want to burn my top two guys for the beginning of what might be the inevitable three-game series coming up?
Well, I want to win the division if I can. I don't know. It depends on the matchup. It depends on who it is and who you match up against once you get to the postseason. But, man, I sure want to win the division if it's me. If I'm Brian Snicker, if I'm Buck Showalter, I want to win the division. You worry about the other stuff later. Now, you're already in the postseason, so they might have a different view of it because they say, well, we can throw, if you're the Braves, we can throw Freed and Morton or Strider, whoever it is, or Wright, and say, okay, well, we have those guys lined up. But, man, I sure would like to win the division, give those guys all an extra week off, and start with the right guys for a five-game series.
For those that don't know, you're on the White Sox when they win the World Series in 2005. Of course, the Braves won the World Series last year. I'm looking at your Wikipedia page, and it seems like Jock Peterson may have stolen your gimmick, because the picture that I'm seeing on your Wikipedia page, your hair is bleached. All that's missing is the pearls. What was the theme? Was there one surrounding that team similar to what we saw from the Braves this past year, talking about your White Sox team in 2005?
Well, I did not have blonde hair in 2005.
This is 2009.
Yeah, I was going to say, that picture was about either 08 or 09 when that picture had to be taken. In 2005, you know what's funny? We had Journey. It was Don't Stop Believing. And that was a big thing. The song kind of disappeared. And a bunch of us were in a bar one night. I told the story a million times. And they had like a lounge singer. And a few of us were in there hanging out after a game. And I think it was Joe Creedy. I'll play some freaking Journey. And they ended up playing some song. And the next day we were playing in Baltimore, and we were losing by a couple runs or whatever. And they played Don't Stop Believing at the field. And Creedy yelled out, play some freaking Journey. And we came back and won the game. From then on, somebody got a hold of it in the media, and they started playing it at the White Sox Stadium. And next thing you know, that became like the fans' thing. It kind of brought everyone together. It was more of a joke for the players. And then we had Steve Perry, the former lead singer of Journey, come to the postseason with us, and he was like Ozzy called him our mascot, and then he sang at the parade, saying Don't Stop Believing at the parade, and it turned into a whole big deal.
Were you pissed off at gimmick infringement when the Giants actually jumped on that same bandwagon too?
Yeah, I was. I actually called Steve Perry and like, dude, you're a two-time and cheat on us.
And by the way, I don't want anybody to miss the headline. You actually said you were in a lounge. Don't you feel sorry for people who are too young to understand what a lounge is?
Well, I mean, a lounge was like a hotel bar with a lounge singer, you know, like the guy playing the piano, and you have like the lady walking around like the wireless mic singing, you know, that kind of, I guess you'd call that a lounge, right?
Yeah, I would. And I know what it is. I feel sorry for a generation that doesn't at this point.
It's funny you say that, Chris, because we were talking with Mark DeRosa not too long ago. He said today's player, you really can't have the fun that you guys were maybe able to have because of the cell phones and the internet and, you know, Twitter and everything else.
Well, I'm not going to get into all that, but yeah, I agree. It's a lot different now. Guys are much more scrutinized than we were back. You know, I hate always like, well, when I played that line, but yeah, guys are much more scrutinized under many more eyes and many more cameras, and everyone has a camera at all times on them. So you have to be much more cautious in what you do, where you hang out, and what you have around you.
Everybody is created differently, not equally in this game. When you watch Spencer Strider, who's a two-pitch pitcher, you know, the conventional wisdom is you can't get by with just two pitches. Well, you ain't seen this guy. I'm not telling you this is what he's going to be 2 and 5 years from now. But as a catcher, what's the reality of what you need to be a good starting pitcher today?
If you need pitches that can get dudes out. That's all I care about. I don't care if you threw one pitch, two pitches, three pitches, 20 pitches. I mean, can you throw a pitch in a spot and get guys out consistently in Strider? Sure as heck can do that. That four-seamer he throws, I'd love to step in the box and just see what he has, right? To just know why guys can't hit it, why guys can't get on top of it. But it's got to have, I know they talk about spin rate and this and that, but he kind of jumps at you. He's got a little deception. But, yeah, I don't care if you got one. I mean, listen, there's a lot of starting pitchers that would say, oh, yeah, I had four pitches, but they'd really only throw two. They'd throw a changeup every once in a while, like as a third pitch or a curveball. You know, you look at some of the numbers, and they're like, oh, he's a four-pitch pitcher. He's a fastball, slider, curve, change. They break down the numbers, and, you know, they throw a fastball slider to righties and fastball changeup to lefties, and like 1% slider to a lefty and 0.1% changeup to righties. So, I mean, it's just differently defined.
We had Jesse Chavez on a couple of weeks ago, and he was talking about, speaking of old school, he said, I look down at guys' feet. I look to see where they are. They're off the plate, on the plate, up in the box, back in the box. And I'm not telling you that doesn't happen, but that's always been sort of a catcher thing that we've been told. How old school is it for a guy to talk about something like that from the mound?
Oh, I always looked at where guys stood. And I looked at where they would move. Guys would move in the box, turn the bat, go back to the bat. So it absolutely matters. There was an old thing, if a guy was way off the plate, you know, he didn't want the ball in. If he was on the plate, he wanted the ball in. You know, so it was like a whole, there was all these different thought processes. And it was before a lot of the information became so popular. So, no, I love that stuff. I love talking about that. I mean, I would always, as a catcher, you know, you're right there and you can see their feet. first I would admire their shoes because a lot of them had really cool shoes. And I'd look at where they were standing, and I would see the change pitch to pitch, at bat to a bat.
Who was the best guy to have a conversation with when he came into the box for his initial at bat?
You know, there's a whole, you're on my Wikipedia page, it's probably saying how I talk to everybody, but there's no time. There's so much going through your head and the hitter's head. The one guy I always had a great conversation with was David Ortiz, because we came up together, played in the minor league together, played together Minnesota when we first both came up. So we would always have some good trash talking back and forth. David usually came out on the right end of it, but, he was always the one guy when he'd come up. And then the other one was Johnny Damon, because we went to high school together. So it was, it's people that take a little time, say hi. But, most of the time, everything's happening so fast. And, if I'm trash talking, behind the plate, the other thing was the guy had a bat. I didn't want to hit me over the head with a bat. So there wasn't a lot of time for him.
Hey, what about how many times the gate opens now? Speaking of Ortiz, I've told this story, too. He told me that, look, I'm not taking any shots at past generations of hitters. He said, but it's harder to hit now than ever before. And this is even before he retired, talking about multiple guys coming out of the pen, righties, lefties, this guy, one horse after another. His line to me was, if I go four at-bats and I haven't figured a guy out, shame on me. He said, but there are nights that I see three and four pitchers in a night. Do you think it is harder to hit now than ever before because of that as a factor?
Well, and also people know how to use data and they can manipulate stuff so much differently than they could. The arms are better. The arms coming out of the bullpen are better. The velocity is better. I was talking to somebody a couple weeks ago about it hitting, and they were saying, all the technology, you can literally see how a ball comes out of a guy's hand on a video, and they can make an adjustment like 1 degree, and it makes the spin go up like so much that it changes their velocity by 2 miles an hour. It's like there's nothing like that for hitting. Can you hit the ball or can you not hit the ball? So I think there's advantages for pitchers that were never there in the past. And I think guys know how to use it better than they ever had. And plus, the arms are just better. The more velocity, there's better stuff, and they're more specialized from a younger age, so they know what they're doing and they work on that specific role for longer.
We talk about pitching coaches need to be psychologists. Catchers probably as well. We had a guy here, I'm not going to name any names, but he was built like a Greek god, and he'd stand in a uniform, and I'd watch him nibble, and it would drive us all crazy.
What was the old line? He pitched like he was 4'10". He just had no confidence in his abilities.
How often as a catcher are you supposed to put your fist into a guy's sternum, bring him to a full-length mirror, and say, look at you. You're going to nibble? You'll be out of this league before anything.
Oh, listen, I have gray hairs in my beard, and I have some gray hairs in my head, but most of them are caused by pitchers, trust me. Yeah, you were a psychologist for 13, 14, how many other guys you had on the pitching staff. You're trying to make them all feel good. You couldn't handle them all the right the same way. So you had to, kind of kick in the tail and say, let's freaking go. And then there was some where you had the baby and say, it's okay. Everything is going to be okay. You can, mommy and daddy are still here and we'll take care of you. You're still the best. I mean, it was just the way you had to deal with it. And you had to learn that quickly. And that's a lot of times when you bring in new guys, you want to learn it as quickly as possible. But every person is different. Every person you deal with in your job is different. Every person you deal with in life is different, and they're built different, and they respond to different things. You just have to try to figure that out. So, yeah, I should have a psychology degree.
Yeah, you've done your time. I would imagine you could probably apply, and you just say life. I've been in the school of life when it comes to it. Hey, how much are you enjoying this part of it?
Oh, it's great. I love doing the broadcasting bit. It was weird. I was talking to my wife today, and I'm in Philly, and I was like, man, I haven't done any East Coast games. This will be my first Braves game of the year on site. So it'd be good to see, Snit and some of the guys when I was still playing for the Braves that are still here. But, yeah, I love still being able to travel. I love still doing the games. It keeps me involved. It keeps me active. And most of all, it gets me to watch baseball, which is obviously I played baseball, so I love baseball. And it needs to be more fun and broad. More of the tension around, everything.
Hey, before we let you go, Aaron Judge's year. He's a Triple Crown winner right now. And I know that everybody's the 1% of the 1%.
Don't even ask. Yes.
So it's the MVP. Yes, it's that simple, right?
There's no, I got into this. I did a game with Ohtani pitching about 10 days ago. And we got into the whole debate. And I said, listen, and I got into it with Phil Nevin, the manager of the Angels. And he was arguing with me that it was Ohtani. And I looked him in the eye and I said, listen, Phil, if you want to talk about the best player in baseball, the most outstanding player in baseball, it's Shohei Ohtani because of what he does and how he pitches and he hits and he does all that. I said, but his value, I said, if he wasn't on your team, he'd still be in fourth place. So he hasn't made that much of a mark. And that's not a knock on the guy at all. But if you're going to define it as valuable, you take Aaron Judge out of the Yankees lineup, they're not making the playoffs, probably. So that's the thing for me. I think winning at some point has to matter. And I thought, you know, last year in the National League with Bryce Harper, I thought, you know, Riley should have gotten more credit. Because the thing is, everyone's like, oh, Bryce brought his team close to the playoffs. I'm like, yeah, but at the end of the year, you go back, they played the Braves with a chance to catch him, and I think he went like 0 for 10 with 7 strikeouts. Don't quote me on the stats, but it was something like that. It was something where he, I don't think he got a hit in the series and struck out a bunch of times, right?
Yeah, so it was an ultimate disaster.
Yeah, like it was in the three biggest games of the year, you get zero hits and you strike out a bunch of times. You know, did Bryce Harper have the best year? Yeah. But was he the most valuable? Like, you take Austin Riley off the team, off the Braves last year, they probably don't win the World Series. They probably don't maybe even make the playoffs, right? Because of the year he had, and he kind of came out of nowhere. So I think, and everyone looks at it differently, but for me, you can look at all the stats you want, but at the end of the day, with or without you, is your team going to make the postseason? I think that's the ultimate goal. If you ask any player, they want to be in the postseason.
Who would you vote for Rookie of the Year, Strider or Michael Harris?
I mean, geez, you want to throw Grissom in there too? I mean, geez. I mean, is it only, no, the Braves only? Is, yeah, does my vote have to be for a Brave only?
There's no wrong answer.
For me, it would be Harris because he plays every day. I know Strider's been great, but Harris has been out there playing center field, a premium position, and he hits. He hits righties, he hits lefties. He plays an unbelievable center field. So for me, just because of the quantity of what he's done, it would be him for them.
Hey, I don't know this as an answer. The guy on the mound that you caught, I apologize for not knowing, but the guy on the mound that you might tell your grandchildren about someday, hey, I caught, you know, Grandpappy caught this guy. Is there somebody that's sort of as good as everybody is to get up here? Is there somebody that you just sort of think back and go, damn, I caught that guy. That was a hell of a couple of days.
Yeah, I caught Mariano Rivera in an All-Star game. I mean, what else can I say? I mean, that's kind of the one, right? Like, Mariano Rivera, the greatest closer of all time, he threw one pitch and couldn't hit him, but I got to catch him in an All-Star game. So, I mean, he's the one that I tell, you know, they're always like, yeah, he's the best pitcher you caught. Well, I mean, it depends on what you want to consider the best pitcher. But, you know, the one I can always say is, hey, I got to touch Mariano Rivera in an All-Star game, and it was really awesome. You know, as far as, you know, I, looking back, people always say, who's your favorite guy to catch? I mean, Mark Burley was my favorite guy to catch, without a doubt. I mean, I could have caught him blindfolded with no glove because he threw it right to the glove, never shook. But, yeah, I mean, you know, it's more like, who did you get a hit off of? Like, you know, going back and say, oh, Roger Clemens, Pedro Martinez, you know, the best of my generation. But as far as catching, you know, I got to catch Mariano in an All-Star game.
Good enough for me. The career speaks for itself. Have fun tonight. Try to stay cool, or it's cool. Try to stay warm in Philadelphia. You're cool right now as it is. AJ, thanks for the time. We'll talk soon.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot, and have a great time watching the end of this.
Will do. AJ Pierzynski joining us on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line. I like what Ozzie Guillen said about him. He's right. I was on his Wikipedia page.
Uh-huh.
At the parade. Mm-hmm. When they won the World Series, he said, if you play against him, you hate him. If you play with him, you hate him a little less.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.